Hello, I'm Gus.
No. Welcome to the 8th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
No, we're not restarting.
No, we're going.
That's it.
Yeah, we started.
Oh, God.
Kyle got so nervous when it was his turn.
Oh, I'm coughing, constantly. I'm really sick.
You started screwing it up. You started messing with it.
I have the flu.
You don't have the flu.
No, get away from me.
I really wish I had a pop filter right now.
Mm-mm. Anyways, I'm going to dive into this.
Yes.
Go. Anime Expo Hotel drama. We talked a little bit about it last week.
Did we? Oh, all right.
I'm going to tell this story to Rebecca because she has no idea. So last week we talked about how they said they were going to release this one hotel that everybody wants, and then they didn't, and everybody got upset. Oh, where's my phone?
The JW Marriott?
Okay. And everybody got upset because people took time off work and school to do this and blah, 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 blah. And they were like, oh, we're sorry.
To book the hotel?
The JW Marriott. Because they were only releasing two hotels at the time.
And you have to take a whole day off to book a hotel?
That's what I
said.
On
the internet?
Yeah.
Right.
It was really
what are you doing at work all day? But on Facebook, anyway.
It's really competitive, so I think, I don't know. Anyway,
in school, don't even get me started. Kids in the cellular phones.
So on this past Monday.
Take a day off work. Anyway.
So this past Monday, we just had, they were like, we're going to release a bunch of hotels on this Monday in the afternoon sometime. We're not telling you what time because we don't know.
Send the email. They sent me an email.
Oh, anyways. So they released this on Facebook. And so Kevin and I had to book a hotel. And there's these two new hotels that are right next to the convention center, which didn't exist before.
Well, okay,
they didn't exist before. They
I don't know.
There.
They're
Kevin,
they seem like extensions of the other hotel to
I
me.
Literally looked it up.
The new
built them
Marriott,
for Anime Expo.
The Courtyard Marriott, and the
Courtyard Marriott and the Renaissance. Might be making that up, but
yeah,
anyways,
I think you're making that up.
Anyways, listen.
Radisson Inn.
I think it's the Renaissance because that's owned by it's all Marriott.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, so they were like, "We're releasing this. We're not telling you what time." So I waited, and then I had to go to work. And Kevin knew we were going to book this one hotel. We decided, and all this stuff, and I was on my cell phone waiting for the bus, and I refreshed the page, and it had loaded, it was live, you know. And I was like, so I called Kevin on I had my headphones on, and I was calling him. I'm like, give me your credit card number now. And I'm like, I mean, because it's like it was shit was like selling out. You could see it. It was selling out.
Oh, geez.
And so I was like, go go go. And I'm just doing it on my phone. I typed in my last name wrong. My name is Holly Klarm now. And we got it. So we got it, but it wasn't I wasn't sitting there refreshing it. I just sat there and just happened to refresh it, and it was available. Okay, let's go. But a lot of people didn't get them, and this started a shitstorm on Facebook. They were like, I can't believe it fucking sold out, blah, 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 blah. It's so expensive. What? And then I took a picture of this one girl's status because I thought it was funny. I don't know if I'll find it funny today, but I'm going to read it to you because I thought it was funny. This was on Anime Expo's Facebook. Awesome job, AX, this year. You definitely made it worse than any other previous year. Super unnecessarily stressful and difficult to get a hotel. I don't believe that registration will be better than last year anymore with all these issues. This was going to be me and my friend's 10th year in a row attending, but we are not going to anymore. I don't want to stay far away because your shuttles suck, and registration will most likely be just as bad as last year, and I don't want to get skin cancer from sunburns waiting in the registration line. You get over 100,000 attendees. You have more than enough money and resources to hire more competent people to do this job, and not volunteers or newbies who mess up everything You are just being greedy because your guests are not even that good anymore, and your autograph sessions and concerts are a laughingstock. Learn to use a comma. Jesus, that was hard to read.
Were there at least some periods in there?
No, there was no periods.
Any semicolons.
There were paragraphs, though.
Oh, there
but there
you
were
go.
No They're
just
punctuations.
Paragraphs.
Were the paragraphs actually individual thoughts, or were they just I should put it?
No,
put
it's just all big red.
It's,
anyway.
But I think the getting skin cancer from waiting in reg line made me giggle.
She's a redhead.
Or she's a dungeon lurker.
To be fair, last year was pretty bad. Their system broke down.
It's always bad.
Well,
it's
last year,
expensive
and crowded. The line
last
didn't
year,
move.
It didn't
move
till
midnight. We got in line at 2, and they didn't move the line until five.
Their
or something.
Registration broke, so they couldn't take anyone. So the line went until midnight.
Yeah,
or past midnight. No, it was like
it's
1 or 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's like 2 a.m. First day
on day zero.
Yeah.
And Rebecca and I, and even Kevin and I, it's like a thing to like wait in line at Anime Expo on day zero. Like you just go do it. You just wait in line and you like meet people and you chat and you all getting like
you're all
like,
getting
it's
skin
all
cancer,
hot.
But right. It's a group. You know,
yeah, there's shady parts though, and then they have the little like
the
carts of
Mexican
like
people selling the ice cream,
the ice creams, yeah. You know, and then there's people, and then there's like random people like throwing water bottles
music.
In the crowd, yeah.
And so, last year they tried to make it better by bringing water bottles and shade tents to people after they said, yeah, it's broken, so you're not going to be moving.
They
for
were
a while.
They were throwing water, or someone was throwing water bottles
yeah.
into the crowd. So.
Yeah.
Kevin and I. Last year,
we bought two
huge water bottles.
2 1-liters.
Yeah. One for each of us. And we, like, chugged through them because it was so hot. We were just like, ugh.
And then we just gave up at 5. We're just like,
there was
okay,
this sushi place across the street, and they have a really good happy hour. So we're like, fuck yeah.
Oh, is that the pictures from last year that I remember? Or, like, you had a picture of the menu or something?
No.
It's a different place. I think of a video you guys did.
Probably. Mm. Oh, yeah. That's a different one.
Yeah, that was
so,
a couple months ago.
3
yeah.
hours of waiting, we just gave up and we said, well, we'll just
But normally you do have to wait 3 hours in that line,
right.
even if it is working.
But it would scoot you through at least.
Yeah,
before
you're moving around the whole time, but this time we were just standing there, and then I realized after registration had opened, we hadn't moved. So I finally went on their Twitter. And they were like, oh, yeah, we're having problems. And I'm like, man, you guys need, like, a megaphone and be like, listen, this is what's happening. Because not everybody's looking at your damn Twitter.
Right.
You know?
So no one knew in line. Or if
no, like, no one, like, everybody was just standing there. And I was, you know, Kevin and I have stood in that line plenty of times. And I was like, something's not right this year. Like, it's not, like, usually we're, like, all shuffling along. And we're just standing here baking.
You gotta get the umbrella, you know. You gotta be the person to pair the umbrella and the camelbacks and the little table and chairs.
People bring chairs and they have umbrellas. We had the problem, like, would a white umbrella do anything?
Yeah, it would diffuse the light at least.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
I want a black umbrella. That's
the
just
lady
like,
will only take a white umbrella.
Well, because we have a white umbrella, but I feel like it wouldn't do much.
Yeah. So, I personally don't agree with what she's... I mean, she doesn't know what she's talking about. We'll put it as she's a child and is just complaining. They hired...
But it's legitimate complaints, though.
Right, but everything that they hired was outsourced. Like, the registration line yesterday, it was a failure in, like, a server. So, there's nothing... You know, it was the company's...
By more servers. By all the servers.
Right. But they outsourced it. They're not in control of that. That broke down. It's not their fault. The registration this time...
The hotel registration.
Yeah, the hotel registration. They broke it down and explained what happened. I don't know if you want to go over that.
Oh, yeah. We were trying to do, like, investigative journalism. And so I was trying to figure out, can Anime Expo make... How could they have made this hotel process better? Because they kept saying, we have no control over when these hotels are coming out. We have no control. And I was thinking, do you not really have control? Like, what's going on? And it's the company that they are going through... First of all, it's Passkey. And Passkey sucks butt with the convention stuff, like Dragon Con, which is this big one in Atlanta, has problems with Passkey too. I don't know. Anyways, but the JW supposedly came at them the day they were supposed to release the hotel and was like, we're changing the contract and blah, 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 blah. And Anime Expo was like, no. And so they had this fight for like hours, I guess, and they finally settled it. And that's what the problem was. Cons and hotels have a history of blaming each other. Like, if you have a complaint and you say, you go, like, to the hotel and you're like, oh, this is happening, they're like, no, that's the convention's policy. And then if you go to the convention and say the same thing, they're like, no, that's the hotel's policy. Like, they always just blame each other and no one's like...
That's why you say, call each other and talk.
And no one, I mean, it's not that someone wants to put a blame on it, it's just they want to get it figured out, but no, everybody's like, well, it's this person's problem.
Exactly,
and it's
well,
like,
yeah, the managers always think it's the other person's problem. They legitimately think they're not trying to just pass the buck. It's like, oh, no, they should be able to handle that. And they're like, no, they should be able to handle that.
It's happened a lot. They really like to blame each other, so I'm not saying I don't trust Anime Expo's... Anime Expo saying that...
But it's a one-sided conversation.
Yeah, it's a one-sided thing. Like, what would the JW Marriott say? Would the JW Marriott say Anime Expo's contract was unreasonable?
Yeah.
You know? So, whatever. It's all sorted. People are going to get skin cancer from waiting in line at Anime Expo. We have a hotel next to the convention center. That's all I care about. Done.
See, so you guys just need to buy a motorhome.
Okay, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Just getting a motorhome and just traveling to all the cars.
Yeah, because I work at home, so as long as I have...
Cool. Just get a nice, you know, hot spot.
So
call
neat.
Get all the companies, and it's like, oh, this one's dead now, switch to this one, you know?
Yeah, that's that. We talked about it. It was a legitimate discussion of
staying at all the WalMarts.
Yes.
Can I stay here for the night? Thanks.
Well, they let you.
Yeah.
You have to ask.
Oh, really?
You have to go talk to the store and say, "Hey, can I stay here for a night?" And then they'll like,
okay. "Oh, I'm just parking the back parking space."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Forgot about me.
Some guys walk in like, "That guy's been there for a week. Is he dead, man?"
Yeah.
Speaking of being dead, welcome back to life.
Oh, Thank you.
Rebecca has started a third shift at work, which is.
The third of the three ships.
Literally called the graveyard.
So it's
oh, yeah, but like, we did kill you, and now we brought you back to life.
But that's between 10 and 6, correct?
Yeah, 10:30 to 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. She's getting the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. But is it better than your last job?
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, it's for a good company, so you're good to go.
What?
Seriously.
Just thinking about her, the car story she was talking about right before this.
Oh, yeah. Rebecca was so tired, she parked in a driveway and got towed. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
I mean,
at 6:30 in the morning, so right before people are leaving for work, there I am in their driveway. And they towed me, and the next day I'm looking for my car like a lunatic.
that's probably the best car story I've heard in a while.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yes. So, makeup for cosplay. I think that was the next thing I was going to talk about.
Oh, you had something to talk
about. Yeah. So I know you were talking about it briefly, but we're going to start doing tutorials and stuff. Is that true, or am I making that up?
Yeah.
Is it going to be part of Swatcher Face?
No.
Swatcher Face, yeah.
Well,
no.
It'll eventually probably, like, overcross.
Oh, okay.
But, I guess. Whatever. I was thinking about doing just, like, basic cosplay makeup tutorials since I kind of figured out how to do makeup on my own face, finally. But, and just kind of breaking down makeup for people who are intimidated by it, because things like blush and foundation, while they sound simple, can be pretty intimidating when you're trying to figure shit out. So...
Yeah, so that's
something to look forward to. Oh, and we also filmed a posing with guns.
Yeah,
that'll come out on Tuesday. This Tuesday.
Okay.
It will.
All right.
I promise.
All right.
Oh, Kevin doesn't believe me. Did you see that?
Kevin set hard deadlines.
Woo!
Now it's on the podcast. That'll probably come out after.
Woo! Hey, I'm promising.
Podcast. I edit. That guarantees to be out on Monday.
I edit all the other videos. Yes. Kevin only edits the podcast, but I do appreciate it.
Watches it once. It looks good.
No, he has to line up. Sometimes the audio gets out of sync. It's really weird.
Oh, it's a pain in
like
the
middle, like mid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll drift. I don't know.
Well, that's kind of weird. Yeah, it's a lot of math. But anyway, I'll just say the frequency or the tick rate is different for some reason. I don't know why.
One's 30 and one's 29.5.
There are programs to like, figure it out like automatically.
Isn't the other one like...
No, these are both 24. Anyway, yes, we're drifting.
Yes. Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
It doesn't matter. Let it flow.
Stay on topic.
Let it flow.
No, it's a terrible movie.
Stay on target.
Yeah, so that posing one will come out, and people were excited about that, because we haven't done a posing video in a while. I think the last time we did a posing video, Kevin and I were in a fight, so I was really grouchy in the video.
That was the one where you guys were like in the in the fountain area.
No, that one was fine. That was great. Filming that was great because it was still warm because it was like September and there were turtles crawling everywhere because this lady brought her pet turtles to the convention center. And so I'm sitting on the fountain and they're just turtles and I'm like, It was a great day.
They had balloons on them and everything.
Yeah, they had
balloons. Really? Yeah. Oh, here I am.
It was pretty cute. Yeah, she kept like turning them around because they would like get to the edge and then she'd like turn it around and it would walk back. It was pretty cute. Anyways, yeah, so that's happening. I think I was thinking about this last night, Rebecca, because I started without your permission disassembling your gun. Because there's parts that, because I was looking at Yaya Han's gun that she did for this cosplay.
The misfortune.
And there's parts of your gun that didn't look like it, so I was like taking it off and making it look like it more. Mm-hmm. So now it looks more like the gun than it did.
Sweet.
But I was thinking of film if we work on it together, maybe filming it.
Okay.
And helping people who want to do that in the future. Got a lot of exciting stuff.
Does it say what model of Nerf gun or whatever?
Oh, I looked it up. I looked it up and Kevin was right. The Exploders, it does have its own like pellets.
It's like paintball stuff.
Yeah, it's like paintball. I looked it up.
Explain, I'm confused.
Oh, Rebecca got
I watched some of the video.
Yeah, she got the gun at Goodwill.
Yeah.
And she's gonna mod it and turn it into the Miss Fortune gun.
The Miss Fortune one did look like the zapper, though.
Well,
it is. I think it is the zapper. Yeah. But you can't. I mean, she just went to.
Yeah, who gets a 1.5 time size? Like, zapper,
yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. It's like yeah, it's big. Well, anyways, we're talking about it, and the brand is Exploders, and we couldn't figure it. It's not like a gun, so it doesn't have like a choo choo. It just has like a lever that like snaps back.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to figure out what it was, and Kevin predicted that it came with its own pellets, and you loaded them. There's a part missing from it.
The cartridge.
Yeah, there's a cartridge part that loads on top, and then I Googled it, and
proprietary pellets.
It was super super early 2000s.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like a paintball was fun. Remember we used to paintball?
Oh, yeah, paintball was great.
Yeah.
Is airsoft still a thing?
Oh yeah. It's a serious thing.
I never understand with that how you actually track how you get hit, because it doesn't leave a mark or anything.
Right.
Dink, and then it pops up.
Yeah.
Like honesty.
Right? Yeah,
like,
right.
I totally got you. No, you didn't.
And then you look at the bruises. Yeah. Oh, a girl commented, or someone. I don't want to say a girl because it might not be a girl. Someone commented.
A human being. Perhaps.
Yes, a person.
Very maybe. PC.
No. See, yeah. Then what about the kins? You see, now you're excluding all the kin folk.
A
should I grab the list?
Human or animal?
Are we sure it's a human?
How about we just say?
I think
there was a comment on
a
our
mammal.
Not necessarily, but what if a dragon kin?
Yeah.
Oh man, this is getting intense.
There was a comment about.
Someone commented on our last video and said there's 4 League of Legends maps, and then they also do one special for the holidays.
Oh. Yeah, I found them actually after I started poking around.
Is it once more PvP stuff?
Yeah, it's more PvP.
Yeah, that's like weird. Yeah. So it's like,
then you don't do PvP.
Right,
so
we only play AI right now. We're not good enough.
Let's do PvP.
No, I'm terrified. This is
you have.
Dude, you're gonna get ganked so hard.
I know, God, man. And I only play with free. You only get ganked by junglers though. If you have a good jungler, you gank. Otherwise, it's just kind of like you just chase him down and you run him down.
Alright, I only play the free characters, so I don't even know what I'm doing half the time.
You have enough points to buy one.
Yeah, do you have enough points yet?
I don't know who I want to buy.
What about that one girl that you like? I don't know.
Sandra?
Yeah. No one likes her, though. Like, online.
Is that the one chick you played a couple nights ago?
No, that was Talon.
That was good. You were good as Talon.
Talon's really powerful.
Because Talon plays a lot. Talon's, I think, power. She's power, right? Or something.
He's the most powerful assassin.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to start playing ADC. I really like the build, the attack.
So basically,
there was one time a couple nights ago when Kevin and I were playing. Maybe I was going to League somehow. Kevin and I were playing, and I was playing as like an archer that had like the maximum like damage you can make, but everything else was just garbage on him. So I was like, all right, I'll just play this, and it was like ding, 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 ding. And then once I built my character up, it was like, all right, one shot, one shot, one shot, one shot, one shot, everything. It was the best.
I was surprised at how good I was at Jinx. I didn't think she was going to be that good of a character.
You haven't played in a while either, Holly.
Yeah, I don't play. I get angry.
Yeah, I get angry too.
And I don't like 12-year-olds yelling at me.
They don't. There's no voice.
Exactly. There's no voice.
That's why I liked Terra, because people in the dungeons wouldn't really talk unless it was like a necessity.
It's like, hey,
like, help me, please, or something. That was all they said. It was never like, get away from my lane. It's just whatever. Go away. I don't got time for this. Let me drink my vodka.
Yeah, you were a healer though, so everyone was yelling at you. Help me! I'm dying.
No, it wasn't. Usually they didn't yell at me. It's just, but being a healer in a game is really stressful.
Yeah, well, because once you die, it's like game over. Like once, it's called wiping when you know.
In Terra, you got one free like re-life, like yourself.
Okay, yeah.
Like so, I could just click a button and it would come back, and then I could be fine. But then, yeah.
Kevin needs to be. You need to go back to being the tank, man. We need to find a way to get to power level you real quick.
Yeah.
Because we were a balanced team when you were a tank.
And then he got excited. Kevin switched his character to a chibi girl that was like super powerful. And then he got excited because he got to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Instead of stand around and take hits all the time.
And every time he got an outfit, it was like a cute Lolita outfit.
Kevin, I want to be here.
And that's what they did on Sword Art Online when like the people when their characters dissolved and it showed who they really are, and it was like guys and stuff.
You're a guy. Yeah.
Yeah, they were sounds like, you're a guy.
Right. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
There was that one wedding way back when in World of Warcraft when two people met online and they actually got married in the game and in real life.
World of Warcraft has made a lot of relationships. I think Kevin's coworker met someone through World of Warcraft.
Well, plus I think World of Warcraft, you actually can hear them. I mean, you're meant to communicate.
Right, you're actually talking. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
What about you, Rebecca?
I've never played any of those games.
Rebecca usually watches people play games.
Yeah.
But you're gonna cosplay as a voyeur.
I know, I cosplay as characters I've never played the game from. Who cares? Don't even challenge me.
I remember one time she was cosplaying Alice.
Oh yeah, and these kids come up to me.
They were saying,
what's your favorite?
Yeah, they were asking her questions, like, what's your favorite blah, 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 and she goes, okay, bye-bye.
So just turn around and leave.
And she's like, Holly, I don't even know what they were talking about.
Like, no one's going to call me on this. This is going to be no awkwardness.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
So, I don't think I've ever been in that position, personally. Hey.
When you don't know.
Hey.
So, what's coming into cosplay as? I was telling he should go as Bash, because he has a very slender man body.
What do you think? I mean,
I've been saying that for years.
What did we agree on? I thought I was going to do something.
Kevin was going to do that guy from League of Legends that he did with the sunglasses and the ponytail.
That's like Zing Chao.
Yeah. But he had a special skin. I forget
what it was. Be Bash. You're tall. You see red jacket.
The swimming anime. I feel like we could just stick him in some swim shorts and call it a day.
Mm-hmm. Or you could turn him into a Japanese flasher and just have that big trench coat. And
we could contour some abs on him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Contour. Right?
That's a video.
How to contour abs. Done. Fine.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, just because like he'll spray guns.
Yeah.
Spray some abs
on him. No, I mean that. Just powder. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Because Kevin is warm-toned, and a lot of makeup in terms of skin stuff is aimed at warm-toned people, so I have all these, like, warm-toned powders that I can't use, and I just want to, like, put it all over him.
Puff, puff. Yeah, like, yeah. The big, like, you know, face puffer thing back in, like, movies.
Yeah, my mom had one of those. She had a big, it was, like, I don't know how to describe, what do you say, like, 6 inches?
That's
circle?
Like 8, 6, yeah.
That's about 6.
6 inches.
This is exactly 6 inches. I've measured many times.
That's how he measures things, like
an L.
That's how you're supposed to measure your penis.
What? Anyway.
Rebecca, measure yours. Mine would be really small, because I have really small hands.
Mine's like this big.
It's both hands,
anyone
right?
Was wondering.
No, it's pinky to thumb, right? It's like,
Woo! Yeah, hang loose. Woo!
Yeah, okay. Kevin's is as large as my two hands. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, so my mom had this like huge like powder thing, circular, and then it came with this huge like puffer brush, and it had a little like fabric handle on it, and she would put it out, and it was like white, but it had like little tiny sparkles in it, and you would like it was like body.
Okay. Body powder.
Yeah, but she doesn't have it anymore, I don't think. But I remember sitting in her bedroom when she would get ready and like watching her do it. It was like a cartoon. Like it's like puff puff, you know. And there's like powder everywhere.
Did the word puff puff come around?
Yeah. It is. And then fades with the powder.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't seen those. Like, I go to Sephora all the time, and I don't know where. I should ask
her. Nobody would use that, though.
I would. I would totally be naked in my room going,
I think there was a guy last night. So I went to Lucky last night, as I was telling you guys. I think Lucky is a...
EDM. I think. I feel like it's at multiple locations.
I don't know. Seattle.
It's St. Patrick's Day. So Lucky.
Yeah.
That's why it's called. Yeah. It was St. Patrick's Day. Rave.
Lucky 2015 was.
Oh, Kevin! Yeah. Kevin just figured it out. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Anyways, it's an EDM rave / thing. Yeah.
I didn't know what it was either.
I only knew what it was because someone on Reddit asked about it in our Seattle. They said, can I sneak in a flask? And everybody's like, no, because at the theater that it's at, they like pat you down.
they don't check. Like they don't. If you put an inner like inside thigh, one, they won't check. Then they just like I just wore,
if
I
you
wear
cut your
pants.
Thigh dude, open, no. Shove the flask.
Dude, for girls,
in, they
for
won't
girls
check.
At the I went to this. I went to a Tool concert like when I was 20. Up north at the Everett Event Center, everybody. And they assign you a female for a female and a dude for a dude. And like the girl one, she was like, I'm gonna touch you here, 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 and here. Okay? And you're like, okay. And they cut you down.
Boobs.
Yeah. Sorry, my shirt's off. They swoop your boobs. Yeah, they cup your boobs and then they like, you know, do the arm thing. And then they like went all the way up to my crotch, like to my pant, like on my legs and like went up and down and. And I remember I had my keys in my bra, and I was like, is she going to get mad because I have my keys in my bra? Because I didn't have pockets, so.
They sell underwear flask. Like, it's underwear that is, like, built in
flask, and it's like a loose pouch, so you can just pour in like a whole fifth, and it's like, it like
I'm wearing a man diaper.
Right. It's just
does
like
it look, you have a tumor.
No. It like contours you or something. So it, like it just looks like a pair of underwear.
Wow.
Just like a little bit liquidy, and then to like empty it out, there's like a little straw that like, comes out of your crotch. And you can just pour it out.
Get low, lady. Here.
I'm gonna put a link on this because it's pretty good product. It looks.
Someone
convincing.
In Reddit said they should just bring like a plastic pouch, like a movable one.
Sure.
Like a flimsy one, so then it like kind of moves with
contours
your body.
Your
yeah.
body.
I mean, they make bra,
oh,
bra
yeah,
shots.
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah,
meant
yeah. They're bras with like pockets
you should,
of
you
liquid.
Should go,
yeah.
You should go to Anime
yeah.
Expo because the rave there is really big.
When any good artist, though? Well, I guess, I mean, if it's
Japanese local, artists.
Yeah, it's Japanese people.
So it's going to be J-pop.
No.
I'm all about that C-pop right now.
I don't know, but the raves there are a pretty big deal. Like, they happen, like, 3 nights in a row.
But
and
are they, like, are they 18
get,
plus or 16 plus?
18
There's
plus.
18 plus,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You have to have...
I don't
want to
talk to anyone
you
here.
Have to have a band, and they give you, like, a wristband and everything, and...
Is there alcohol?
Well,
18
you can,
plus.
You can bring
well, I mean,
it.
There's, like, you know, yeah, there's, like...
They don't have a bar there.
Oh,
they
have a beer garden. So
there's a 20... Not... I feel like Anime Expo has a 21
plus
lounge. Anime Expo has a 21 plus
lounge. Somebody, I don't remember if it was Anime Expo.
It is, because they're the biggest one we go to, and that's just ridiculous.
So my question, if we do that, is...
We were trying to call... We called you that night to try to get you to...
Well, okay, so my concern would be, would the people there... Would the people who go to the raves be the people who don't shower for 10 days and just stank up the place?
It's a lot of girls, I'll say that. And I don't...
Because I don't want to go somewhere where people are sweating and they haven't showered for 10 days on top of that. Like, that'll just be like, I'm going to...
There's probably going to be one or two dudes in there that are
nice.
Like that.
I'm only here for the rave, guys.
You can't... At
I'm
a con,
sure a lot of
at
people
con,
are
at
only
a,
there for the rave.
At a con, you can't really escape that. But lately, I haven't been smelling
better.
People.
Yeah.
Yet. And I don't know if people are getting the memo or we're just not getting close enough to
The moment they walk in, someone smells and just dumps a gallon of water on them.
We've gotten used to con funk.
Yeah.
You know, you're
Whoa.
Part of the problem. You have funked your body up, and so it's like, I
right.
blend in now. I'm used
yeah.
to it.
Whoa. Because I don't bring my perfume to cons because it's liquid, and I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're like the Maria.
Mind
blown. Like the old school, like, you know, Victorian days where they just soak a rag and, like, perfume just leave in the pocket. Just no matter they smell so bad, just...
Oh, right. And like, oh, God.
It's so bad right here.
Yeah, you could go and you can be our social liaison and get us to meet people because you're more social
drunk.
Than
I'm
we are.
Drunk. Hey,
that's
hey,
fine.
That's
over
what
here.
That's what everybody does there.
Yeah.
Everybody's fucking hungover or drunk.
Well,
at
it's
because
they only eat one ramen packet and then drink all day. And when you drink all day on one ramen packet, you're gonna be drunk all day.
Speaking of ramen packets, I just had my first one since high school.
I saw that on
yeah,
Facebook. Did you
big.
Eat it out of the bowl?
Yeah. I actually made two packets. I was like, this is only 40 cents. All right. And then I looked at it. It's like 800 calories for two packs. It's ridiculous.
That's a lot.
Each pack is 400. Each pack is like the calories 200, but it's only half the package.
Really?
Yeah. So it's 400 pounds. It's 400 calories almost per pack. Or more than 400.
400
per
carbs per pack is
you
what
gotten
it
is. You should have gotten a shin cup.
So, I don't like those. They're too watery. Like, I mean, at least with the ramen, it was like pretty substantial. Like, I made two of them and I was like, wow, this is a lot. But yeah, I ate it out of the pot. I'm not going to dump that pot into another bowl. That's like more clean. You know?
Oh, man. I used to eat shin bowl at when I worked in Woodinville every day.
Yeah. What was that? What was the stuff that mom and dad usually got? The bowl that they always got. It was like it was better than cup.
Yeah,
bowl.
It's shin.
Is
well,
it shin bowl? No, no, something else.
It had to be shin because Kevin knew what. Like Kevin was like, get shin cup.
Okay,
so I feel like
it
had.
Well,
to
that
be
was
shin
from
cup.
College because my roommate only ate shin cup and I ate it and it was delicious. Shin cup.
It's
better
Korean,
than top
right?
ramen.
Sponsored by shin cup.
Yeah,
I think
so.
It's Korean.
Yeah, that's yeah, because
yeah,
I had the Korean roommate.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
that's all his... up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
That is what you're gonna say.
I don't know anymore.
Well,
I lost it. Don't cut me off, or I will punch you in the face.
I'm just
face.
Saying.
Whoa.
We're getting
Bye,
close.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
I just like jumps to it.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, I was gonna say. I think either tomorrow, if we have time, or next weekend, Kevin and I are gonna film things to eat around the convention center.
Yeah.
Ramen.
Oh,
what
right.
time of the day?
So what?
What time of the day?
You'll probably be at church or sleeping.
That's all I do.
You work tomorrow night.
I know.
I know. So it's just basically going to be for people that go to Emerald City Comic Con
or Sakura Con.
Oh, or Sakura Con.
I mean, it's downtown.
Well, that's where all they are.
All three of them
they're
are.
They're all there.
In the exact same location.
Emerald City was in somewhere right closer to us for some reason.
No, it's at the convention center.
Yeah.
So there are places to eat in the convention center and across the street, but there's a lot. Yeah. Boo.
Blue sea sushi, guys.
Yeah, Blue Sea. Good and delicious. And there's lots more to discover at the base of Capitol Hill and downtown. So.
Capitol's got a lot.
Yeah, and we'll talk about maybe even where to drink alcohol if you're old enough
My
to do
place.
That. Kyle's
That's
place.
Creepy. That's
Wink.
Creepy.
When is the Emerald City anyways?
Next week.
No, Kevin.
2 weeks, sorry.
Okay, sorry. Okay, seriously, Kevin has been saying Emerald City is next week for like 3 weeks. And I have to yell at him every time. I'm like, it's not next week. And he's like, yeah, it is. I'm like, Kevin.
He's excited for it to come because he's not going.
No, he is. We're going.
Well, we're going.
On Saturday. Wait,
did you guys get your badge?
Oh, it's
no.
This, okay, no, I not the Saturday because we're gone.
Oh, they are
Sarah
gone.
Sarah said she got hers in the mail. Freaked me out.
There's a
so
park.
I went to an old
that's a public park
like,
that doesn't belong to the con.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't in there.
Outside the back.
We didn't
so.
Get a. We didn't order one.
Oh.
It's right at, like, you go up the escalator, up to the top escalators, and then you exit out the left-hand side doors, and that's a public...
My son's to my house. There,
okay, so there's the waterfall that we filmed in front of and all that stuff. That's all back there.
Yeah.
It's a public
it's a,
park.
It's a free... It's called Freeway Park.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of the freeway.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now you're talking about... Yeah, that's right.
It's actually next to an apartment you looked at that you almost moved into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane. I'm not moving in there.
Well, I don't know what
matter.
It's called.
Yeah,
it I just, premiere, yeah. I saw it from the corner apartment. That I was like,
yeah, that's what it. That's where it is. Rebecca's
it's
dad
random,
actually lives
actually,
right there too. So, yeah, we're gonna be in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, Kevin. Two.
So next week.
Weeks.
So then in 3 weeks,
so next
I'm
weekend.
Flying out, and then I'm coming back for
so
Friday.
SakuraCon. And if you're SakuraCon. If you're not doing shit, we
Woo.
Might have you film stuff, Rebecca.
Woo! When?
Thanks for...
Just if you're not doing something.
What, when, though?
Working.
Just at the cons.
Oh!
On Saturday.
No, all I do is wear an outfit.
Okay, well, I mean, if you're not, like, in the exhibition hall or doing a panel or anything, we might have you film for us.
Wait, why?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to the con.
Right? Yeah, we have tickets for that con.
Oh, thanks for giving me tickets, guys.
You can
oh. get at SakuraCon, you can still get tickets.
Get
you can just, like,
yeah.
go up and buy
okay.
a ticket.
How much is a ticket?
60.
Yeah.
For 3 days.
For three
that's
days, yeah. One day is
that's
like 20
drinks.
That's
guys.
Three.
That's three drinks at a club.
You know what?
Expensive.
Our friend's gonna be there.
Oh, sweet.
Multiple of our friends will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'll go. Well, I've learned to film now to not pan everything.
Right. Oh, anyways,
but
I guess we'll end the podcast because
yeah.
it's getting closer.
Bye, everyone.
Over time. Hey. update on our shoots for SakuraCon. We have one spot left on Friday.
No Sundays? We both Sundays
Listen.
Got booked? Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Sorry. I'm jumping.
He just jumped. Woo!
You paused on the Friday.
This is what I deal with every day. No, I'm just kidding. I love you. I didn't spray your hair today.
No, you didn't. That's
tonight.
Okay.
You got all
anyway.
Now he looks weird.
One slot on Friday.
One slot on Friday. I believe I'm going to say this right now. I have to confirm with one person, but zero spots on Saturday. And two to three, depending on how I feel on Sunday. I'm going to say two.
Can I take a Sunday one?
Two spots on Sunday. Yeah, you want a photo shoot, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm just going to wear my normal clothes and just take
a picture. That's fine. We can do that.
For an hour.
We're just doing this arbitrary, like, a single person photo shoot, and all the cosplayers are like, what?
I'm cosplaying as a normal person. You see, that's how it works.
You probably could end up just looking like a character. Like,
yeah.
We could probably just pick out a
character. And
yeah.
someone will arbitrarily
like,
cosplay.
Oh, well, that's the one guy from the lunchroom, right?
Yeah.
You wore like a t-shirt and jeans. Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah, so it's one Friday, zero Saturday, two Sundays. So if you are in the Seattle area or coming over here for SakuraCon, let us know. Yeah, that's
Emerald City's fully booked.
Emerald City's booked.
Tickets are gone as well.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
That one Coleman, what's her first name? From Doctor Who. They have a lot of Doctor Who people there.
Oh, Jenna.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's going to be there. And then
Emerald City has a lot
there.
Of people.
Yeah.
No, I was looking in and I was like, oh, I'm sad. I'm not going. But
yeah,
then I looked at the prices, like, get the signatures, and I was like, no, thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it? Oh,
it's like
$100
more? Bucks or
something. Oh, really?
Like
I didn't know that. I don't
yeah.
even look at it. Wow.
Like,
I didn't know that. Sorry to keep going, Kevin.
Otakon.
Bye, everyone.
Otakon, which is a con in Baltimore. I was looking at their prices because it came up on my Facebook because I like all the cons and everything. And it is so fucking expensive. It's like $90 to get a ticket to an anime convention. It's more than Anime Expo.
But it's multiple days, though, right?
It's more than Anime Expo. Yeah. It's smaller than Anime Expo, and it's more than Anime Expo.
I remember being like, Anime Expo is like the most cost-effective one, though. Like, it is. I was surprised at how cheap
it's
it was.
It's like 70. It's like 70 less. Yeah, yeah. And it's 4 days. I think I'm pretty sure Otakon's 3 days. It's really surprising, but I don't know. I there's got to be a reason for it, but. It, I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Well, everything on the East Coast is more.
I guess.
Hotels, everything.
I've heard weird things about Otakon.
Like what?
So, that it's not that great.
Oh. You guys have never been to that one?
No, we haven't. We were going to a couple years ago, and then we decided not to because flying to the East Coast is ridiculous. But one of our friends that lives in Washington went as a...
ambassador.
Ambassador. Kind of like a booth girl. I wouldn't call her a babe because it wasn't like sexual.
Ouch.
No.
Not
it
like,
wasn't like sexualized. It was like she was working for the company.
Yeah, passing out
I wouldn't call it. I don't want to call it a booth
babe. She wasn't there to go.
Yeah, she wasn't like just in a bikini. Like, hey, she was like she was cosplayed as the character it and worked, like yeah. And it wasn't like sex. I don't know. Anyways, she was working for them, whoever. And she just like, you know, I walked around and I was just like, because we asked her because we got excited. I was like, oh, I didn't know you went. And I was like, how was it? Because, you know, the East Coast is always so good at cosplay. And she was like, eh. So anyways, that's it.
Yes.
Thanks for coming back to life this month or this month.
This week.
This week, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I know it was hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we will see everyone next week, which is not Emerald City.
I almost said at Emerald City.
We won't be making a podcast next week because we're going to be at Emerald City Comic Con.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
But we will have an Emerald City Comic Con themed podcast. It's not going to be at the con.
No.
It'll be here, but it'll be the night of Emerald City Comic Con, so you'll be there. You should stay in your cosplay. And be cosplayed.
We'll just be burnt out. And just be the zombies and be like, all right, screw everybody.
Yeah, we'll be really grouchy. And probably.
We're just going to buy lots of Red Bulls.
Alcohol. Yeah. So, thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.